Penguin Random House Audio presents The Scam, a Fox and O'Hare novel by Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg. Read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. Kate O'Hare bought her Ford Crown Vic at a police auction for abused cop cars. The dented, bondo-patched four-door beast wasn't the kind of ride that usually appealed to attractive, professional women in their early 30s. Of course, most of those women didn't accessorize their wardrobe with a Glock, an FBI badge, and a small belly scar from a knife fight with an assassin. Kate liked used cop cars because they were cheap, low-maintenance, and had options that weren't available on a Prius. Options like Kevlar-lined doors that were great for cover in a gun battle, monster V8 engines that were perfect for high-speed chases, and steel ramming bars on the front grille that came in handy for pushing cars out of her way. She'd been heading north on the 405 freeway through the Sepulveda Pass when her boss, Special Agent in Charge Carl Jessup, called. Nicholas Fox, fugitive number 7 on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, was trying to make his way up to number 6. "I've been thinking that maybe it wasn't such a bright idea for us to help a world-class con man and thief escape from prison," Jessup said in his amiable Kentucky drawl. "And an even worse idea to give him access to the money we secretly plunder from bad guys and use to pay for our covert ops. Both Nick and $1 million of our money seem to be unaccounted for."
"I'm sure there's an innocent explanation," Kate said.
"There's nothing innocent about Nicholas Fox."
Kate knew that better than anybody. She was the FBI agent who'd chased Nick for 5 years before she finally...